Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mitch along with Davis Maddock. It's a Monday, our final one in September as we get ready to close out the month. Of course, the first month of NFL football and fantasy football as well. Davis, hope you had a good weekend. Great to be back with you here on the show.
You know, I've had some better fantasy football weekends. The Chiefs lose. Probably the absolute worst performance I've ever seen from Andy Reid and his coaches. I mean, I truly give them an F minus. I hope that there are some frank discussions being had there. Left Devonta Smith on a bench in a high stakes league, so that smarts. Did not play Mac Hollins in DFS. So I've had better weekends in fantasy football, but excited to get back on the horse this morning.
Yeah, I had Khalil Herbert sitting on a bench. I had Williams on the Lions. I don't know how many weeks we're going to be talking about this sitting on the bench, and I only lost by about 10 points. That definitely would have been part of it. Although somebody you do know, Davis, did tell you about the Colts before we left last week. I don't know, just saying. Somebody may have mentioned that. But regardless of that, here are our top stories and our headlines here on the show. Of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, boy, they are smarting. Delay of game penalty hurts the Bucs. As they try and tie the game, Tom Brady, boy, breaking things. I don't know. I think Davis is right. Why in the world did this guy come back for this? I'm not really sure. The NFLPA is going to review if concussion protocols were met after Tua returns to the game. I do want to get into that one with Davis here. Mac Jones suffers an ankle injury on the final play, the loss of the Ravens. New England actually scored a lot of points this past weekend, but now they're just huge underdogs going into this week, and they're in trouble. And then, as I reported yesterday, Don Mattingly is not returning to the Marlins to manage next season. Miami is going to now currently search for a new manager, and I'm sure I'll have some updates on that as we go. Doesn't really factor into the fantasy, but certainly Davis and I will talk postseason baseball, which is about to get underway. Less than 10 games left in the Major League Baseball season. All right, but getting back to fantasy football, naturally here, Davis, in my part of town, everyone is buzzing about the Miami Dolphins. Another win. They're 3-0. On the season, and Buffalo just like completely outplayed them from start to finish. In fantasy, you got another huge Josh Allen performance, but the Dolphins are the talk of the NFL right now. They're 3-0.
They are 3-0, though. This does look like one of those performances where if they play this game 10 times, I probably have Buffalo winning this game 7 times. The Dolphins ran 39 plays on offense. The Buffalo Bills did not punt in the second half, yet turned that into only 3 points. I know it's a win or lose league, and the results are kind of all that matters, but I will definitely be factoring some of this stuff into wagering going forward. I was very impressed with the Miami Dolphins in their game against the Baltimore Ravens. I came away less impressed with that game against the Bills, and honestly, did not feel very encouraged by the Bills coaching staff, right? The Chargers coaching staff, the Bills coaching staff, and the Chiefs coaching staffs yesterday, I think all of them are going to have to do some mirror looking this morning as they are going through the film, because all of those teams left a lot of points out on the field, I think.
Yeah, it was interesting yesterday with the word on Don Mattingly. So, I head down to, Lone Depot Park to the Marlins. And the first time I've ever been to a Major League Baseball game, and because I was going to do the post game, where Davis, I sat in the dining room for the entire Marlins game, didn't watch the Marlins game, and they allowed me to put the TVs on the football games. So here I have my phone, I'm watching the games, and everyone keeps coming out. They're like, wait, you're not even here? Well, I'm like, today's football day. I'm not going to miss this to watch the game. And so everyone naturally was watching the Dolphins and Ravens game. I know what you're saying about the Chiefs. Yeah, there were some situations there being constantly fourth down, not getting that fourth and one at the goal line. Like constantly.
They ran a fake field goal. Your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, and you run a fake field goal. Like, you can't do this. Yeah, it's impossible.
I don't know what was going on there, but I never got the sense that the Chiefs were going to win or cover that game. I don't know. It always felt like Indianapolis was just hanging around, and a bad spot for the Chiefs. They're going to bounce back. I have nothing to worry about with them. But the Chargers, definitely something to worry about. And can we just, for this last minute, talk, Davis, about the Jaguars? Now, everyone is going to be riding high on them. And I love them. I think they have a chance to make the playoffs this year. But the difference in coaching, my goodness, from Peterson to Urban Meyer. I mean, Lawrence looks like a different guy.
We said this all offseason. I said, this is a great spot to bet on Urban Meyer being the worst coach in the history of the National Football League. The team looks entirely incompetent. They don't add, this is not a team that added AJ Brown. This is not a team that traded for Hollywood. I mean, Christian Kirk is a good player, right? No, absolutely no shade intended for Christian Kirk. Zay Jones, fine player. But this is not a dream team, right? This is not a team that spent every last dollar they could. It really does to me look like Urban Meyer is the worst coach in North American professional sports of the last 10 years or so. Because Doug Peterson, by the way, good coach, not one of the all-time greats, right? It's just having an adult in charge of this team, they look brand new. And Trevor Lawrence, the touchdown to Zay Jones yesterday, laser. I mean, just an
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Penn Station is turning up the heat. Introducing the Ghost Pepper Cheese Steak. Grilled fresh with premium steak and fiery ghost pepper cheese. It's craveable, bold, and only here for a limited time. Pair it with Penn Station's famous fresh cut fries and fresh squeezed lemonade for the ultimate flavor hit. Available now through November. Get it before it vanishes. Visit Penn Station today or order on our website or app for delivery. Penn Station, love your sub. You craving what I'm craving?
Gotta tip my hat to Trevor Lawrence, who looks phenomenal thus far.
Yeah, and tip your cap to Trevor Lawrence last year, who went bananas when they kept sitting James Robinson. And look at James Robinson at the start of this year, too. He was onto that as well. So good start for the Jaguars, no doubt. All right, coming up next, our fantasy standouts. Also, Andrew Erickson is going to be with us as we preview Monday Night Football. Oof, Dallas and the New York Giants. All right, can't be any worse than last night's game, I don't think, hopefully. So we'll have that for you. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. NFL Network is reporting that running back DeAndre Swift is going to miss time with the Detroit Lions. So there's some huge fantasy ramifications from that. Davis and I will get to that when we talk running backs coming up, because it certainly will affect one of our standouts. But Davis, let's first touch on the quarterback situation and the fantasy stars from yesterday leading the way once again. was Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, who is putting together an MVP campaign through 3 weeks. He has 5 touchdowns, but not far behind him is Jalen Hurts for the 3-0 Eagles. Incredible. 340 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. He looks fantastic. Josh Allen threw 87 passes yesterday. No, not that many, but close to it. 400 passing yards, 47 rushing yards, and 2 touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence was also great, as he had 3 touchdowns, and it looks like Cincinnati, at least temporarily, has fixed some of their issues. They got a quick turnaround this week. They play Thursday night against Miami, by the way. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdowns, Davis, yesterday.
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty much the fantasy football season is, if you drafted these back-end quarterback ones, if you drafted Joe Burrow, if you drafted Tom Brady, if you drafted Dak Prescott, I mean, you're just already kind of feeling like your season is over at this point, because the talent there on the waiver wire, this is something we talked about in the offseason. This is not the late round quarterback. You just are really not getting away streaming guys and figuring it out, because Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen and, you know, these guys, I mean, they're just, I mean, Lamar's like averaging like 39 fantasy points per game. You are not catching up to that. You like, look at some of the guys who were taken in the 5th round around Lamar Jackson. You know, you're taking Allen Robinson or Adam Thielen instead of just taking Lamar Jackson. Like, you are absolutely hating it. And yeah, I'm just, you know, sort of creating this mental note for myself next season. You know, when we start drafting all these teams and talking about the quarterback position, it's like, I'm not going into next year with Joe Burrow, right? I just, because you're giving up so many points. I mean, Lamar leads the NFL in passing touchdowns, right? If I told you Lamar Jackson led the NFL in passing touchdowns, you're like, this guy is breaking fantasy football. And he is. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'm going to lose with him this week because of the rest of my team going bad. But listen, but let's be fair, though, not 100% success rate on that. I mean, Davis, Kyler Murray, who was taken in that range too, and you know me, I'm Mr. Buy Low on the betting. I'm Mr. Buy Low. So usually a situation like this, I would take the Cardinals moving forward. I don't know, man. I'm a little concerned with the Cardinals, and I'm not sure what Murray is. I mean, maybe it's not his fault. I don't know. But that was an awful performance yesterday.
It was absolutely awful. I mean, Cliff is not a good coach. And, you know, I mean, I think pretty clearly this Arizona Cardinals offense, like A.J. Green leaves this game with a knee injury. Greg Dortch coming off the practice squad has to earn 10 targets in that game. Andy Isabella is out there for 32 snaps, a guy they signed off the practice squad last week. Andre Bacalia plays 26 snaps, earns 4 targets. I mean, they just stink, right? It's like Cliff is bad. Kyler isn't playing to his potential. They need Hopkins back. I actually think the addition, like, imagine how bad they would look right now if they didn't do this trade for Hollywood Brown. Like they lose Christian Kirk and they don't replace him, and Rondale Moore gets hurt and DeAndre Hopkins is suspended. Like, what would these guys be doing? They would somehow look even worse. And I guess the interesting thing is for fantasy is, you know, Marquise Brown and Greg Dortch, I mean, they were both great starts. You know, they both earned double-digit targets. It felt like every single play they were throwing to Hollywood Brown.
Feels like Edmonds was a big loss there, having somebody throw out of the backfield. Connor's good, but doesn't do the same things that Edmonds did, and looks good at Miami for sure. All right, let's go to the running backs here. Khalil Herbert is leading the way, 157 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. We'll get to him. Derrick Henry had a nice game yesterday. So did Jamal Williams, who now, Davis, I would assume becomes an RB1 moving forward. Devin Singletary, tons of targets for Buffalo yesterday. And Cordarrelle Patterson just can't be stopped. Another 141 rushing yards for him and 1 touchdown. But the two big stories, I guess, today, Davis, are going to be, number one, DeAndre Swift missing time, which means it's Jamal Williams' time. No doubt it's already been Jamal Williams' time. And so, you know, as somebody who handcuffed Swift with Williams, this is, you know, I hate to say anybody injured, but this is like kind of good news. And then I have the same situation with Chicago. I mean, David Montgomery, okay, have a great couple weeks off. I mean, Khalil Herbert's got to be the guy in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, Khalil Herbert, I guess if you are playing in any kind of shallower format, 10-team leagues, 12-team leagues with only, you know, 16-man benches or whatever, Herbert would be the top ad of the week. Derrick Henry, sort of interesting in the sense that 5 receptions matches his career high. If you can add 4 receptions a game to Derrick Henry, I mean, I don't think he will ever get that much, but that is a huge switch for him. Devin Singletary, also same thing. I mean, we know these Bills running backs have been so unusable for fantasy football when Josh Allen has been the quarterback because they don't get any goal line work. You know, the Bills are throwing at the goal line or Josh Allen is running at the goal line. But again, if you can pencil in 5-6 targets a week for Singletary, and that the big thing for him is that James Cook, the second round pick out of Georgia, just has not played. He played 10 snaps in a game. He played 10 snaps in a game that the Bills ran 91 offensive plays. So I don't foresee him, coming on anytime soon. And then Cordarrelle Patterson, 31 years old, ageless wonder, you know, just doesn't matter. Guy just gets it done. Feels like every single week, you know, they're not really giving the ball much to Tyler Allgeier yet with Damian Williams on the IR. And Patterson, one it looks like one of the biggest double-digit round values this year in fantasy football thus far.
Yeah, playing well again. All right, over to receiver. Davis mentioned Devonta Smith. He had a really good game yesterday. 8 receptions for 169 yards and a touchdown. The shock of the day, at least for me, was this guy, Mac Hollins, who had 8 receptions, 158 yards, and a touchdown. So we'll have to expand there. Marquise Brown, 14 for 140. Zay Jones played great for Jacksonville. And by the way, so did Christian Kirk. Both were great. And then Russell Gage, 12 receptions for 87 yards and a touchdown. I did not even think he looked particularly great doing it, but a monster fantasy day for him yesterday.
Yeah, I would have trouble thinking that I'm going to start Russell Gage in any of my leagues. I mean, I was watching that entire Green Bay-Tampa Bay game because it was the national TV game, and I had some of the Packers guys in my daily fantasy lineups, and the Buccaneers look awful. I mean, Brady is just complaining. He's throwing his helmet. He's yelling at these teammates. There was a couple times where he got mad at Gage because Gage ran the wrong route and he wasn't where he was supposed to be. But I mean, they just had no choice. What are you going to do? You're going to bench Russell Gage? It's like, were you going to play Jalen Darden instead? There's just nothing they could do. Yeah. They desperately need Mike Evans and Chris Godwin on the field. It is a tough scene for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Evans will be back this week. All right, let's quickly do tight end, and then I want to go back to Hollins for a minute. Andrews, 8 for 89, 2 touchdowns, and Njoku, another good week for him. That was earlier this week, of course. Travis Kelce scored a touchdown, a two-point conversion, also dropped a key pass. Tyler Conklin's actually got a lot of run thus far. I have him in a dynasty league, 8 for 84, and then James Woods scored twice for Tennessee. So, you know, more of the same, you know, quiet for Kittle, quiet for Waller. I mean, tight end's just impossible to predict.
I mean, it is really, I mean, it's like you drafted Mark Andrews, if you drafted Travis Kelce, like you're feeling good. You know, Tyler Conklin playing pretty much every single snap for the Jets, Tyler Higbee playing all these snaps for the Rams, like Gerald Everett turned in another 6 targets yesterday, but what a horrible position for fantasy football.
Yeah. Rough. So what do you make of Mac Hollins? What do you make of this? I mean, this was like Derek Carr's best favorite target. Like, I don't get it. Ahead of Adams and ahead of Waller?
He's a career special teamer, been in the NFL since 2017, never had more than 72 yards in a game, never had more than 5 receptions in a game. I'm probably going to be letting my league mates bid on Mac Hollins. And if I lose, I lose. You know, that's a guy I'm fine beating me.
Wow, yeah, a monster game for him. Unexpected. All right, Andrew Erickson joins us next. We'll take a look at Monday Night Football.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
So go back to the weekend and talk about some of the things that we saw. So stay on the grid for that. Plenty more to come right here on Fantasy Sports Today. We also have some fantasy or reality for you. So stay on the grid. We're back in just a couple of minutes here on this Monday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got Monday Night Football upcoming, and naturally we want to preview that. We bring in Andrew Erickson from Fantasy Pros. He, along with Davis and I, will go through tonight's slate over on FanDuel and also review some of the things that we saw in Week 3 of the NFL. Andrew, thanks again for coming on the show. Good to see you.
Yeah, great to be here, guys.
All right, so let's get into the slate tonight and go through some of the pricing. And here it is over on FanDuel. We have Saquon Barkley priced at $17,700, followed by CeeDee Lamb a little bit over $15,000. We have Cooper Rush at $14,400, Daniel Jones at $14,100, Ezekiel Elliott $12,500, and Tony Pollard at $12,300 tonight. So, Andrew, I'll start with you, and then let's go over to Davis. Who do you like tonight in terms of the slate, and who are you playing?
It's amazing how we've already priced up Cooper Rush over Daniel Jones, but I think that's really like the case with these two quarterbacks here. Daniel Jones has not a lot of upside. They're not letting him really throw the ball down the field. You look at his air yards, he ranks 30th in the NFL in terms of passing air yards. So, yeah, you're seeing some of these Giants receivers pop in terms of target share, air yard share, but it's because the number is so low in this offense. So for me, I think that Cooper Rush is probably the quarterback that I prefer if I'm going to go with either of these, you know, bad quarterback plays and really just focus the Giants offense on Saquon Barkley. Like, he is like literally the offense there, and not try to get cute with Sterling Shepard or Richie James. Like, maybe as a way to save salary, just grabbing one of these Giants wide receivers or pass catchers, but they don't have any upside. So for me, it's really just get Barkley, focus on the Dallas side, Dallas defense. Yes, please.
Yeah, I am gonna get cute a little bit because Wandale Robinson is not gonna play in this game. Kadarius Toney is listed as doubtful with a hamstring injury. Not really sure what's going on with Kadarius Toney and this Giants coaching staff. But Richie James is really the only slot wide receiver left on the roster. They have been playing this fellow by the name of David Sills. You might remember him as the 13-year-old who committed to USC as a quarterback, then turned into a wide receiver, played at West Virginia. Just like a total empty calories wide receiver. Not sure how he is on the field right now, but they clearly do not want to throw the ball to Kenny Golladay. So Richie James, I think for his price, pretty solid play. I really like the idea of using Michael Gallup in his return to the Cowboys lineup. He's totally going to be on a pitch count. Would not expect him to be out there run blocking at all. They're going to play Dennis Houston and Noah Brown in those roles. But when Gallup is out there, it's going to be, you know, third downs, obvious passing situations. And do think he will probably come in under-owned tonight in these single game slates because the optimizers are not going to be projecting big numbers for him.
All right, fair enough. So that's our look at Monday Night Football. Now, Andrew, let's go back and take a look at yesterday. And naturally, there were some surprise performances in particular, especially from Jelani Woods. And curious your thoughts on him this season. In Week 3, 2 receptions, 13 yards, 2 touchdowns on 3 targets. We're always looking for that edge at that position, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, seeing the highlights of Jelani Woods, I'm like, oh, that's Mo Alie Cox, right? It's like, no, that's the other big athletic tight end that they have on the Indianapolis roster. I mean, this is the classic case of, you know, O.J. Howard in Week 1, where the guy comes in the red zone, catches 2 touchdowns, but he's still buried on the depth chart. 23% snap share, which is behind Kylan Grayson and behind Mo Alie Cox. So for you to confidently put a giant waiver bid in for Jelani Woods, who came out of college as this super raw prospect,
I just don't think he's going to get the playing time. I don't think this is sustainable. Anyone that picked up O.J. Howard, they dropped him the next week because he was buried in a three-way committee on an offense that really is not that great. So I'm going to let someone else go after Jelani Woods. I get that there's athletic upside with him in a dynasty format. You're excited that he's already, you know, making splash plays, but I just don't see the appeal here.
Yeah, I have to agree here. He played on only 11 snaps, did catch the two touchdowns on the 11 snaps that he did play. I mean, again, it was like the Colts were not good yesterday, right? I mean, they averaged 4.3 yards per dropback. That is awful. I mean, that is Nathan Peterman-esque. And I don't really foresee the Colts offense getting all that much better because Matt Ryan, God bless his soul, the Colts just keep doing this. You know, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, they're going to find another guy probably to do this next year. I would maybe even add one of these, you know, Seahawks tight ends, Will Disley or something instead of Woods, because I just don't see a path to him getting on the field.
Yeah, interesting. You're right, though. There was Ryan, a couple of fumbles there, sort of fortunate in that game yesterday. Hey, before we go forward, Andrew, we got some breaking news here on the show about 15 minutes ago that it looks like NFL Network's reporting DeAndre Swift is going to miss some time, and rather than doing anything else, I probably should ask you your opinion on what that means for Jamal Williams going forward, and kind of at this point with DeAndre Swift, it's been one thing or the other the last few years, and it was basically a first-round pick, second-round pick in fantasy football.
Yeah, no, that's definitely big news. We knew that DeAndre Swift was dealing with some injury. He had the questionable tag the last 2 weeks, didn't really seem to affect him the first week, and then this week we obviously saw his snaps under 50%, so I mean, Jamal Williams, he has the goal line role, which he's had with Swift. So you're getting touchdown upside from him, which makes up for his lack of explosiveness and lack of ability that Swift offers as a dynamic receiver in open space. Jamal Williams just doesn't do that. Like, he is much more of a jag, but on an offense, one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, like, he's going to be productive and efficient, and he may not offer these splash plays, but as the Lions offense keeps on producing, like, he's going to keep scoring touchdowns. So yeah, Jamal Williams, if he's available, I mean, he's mostly rostered because he's been scoring, I think, is kind of the case here. But Craig Reynolds, I think, actually might offer, from an explosion standpoint, a little bit of juice that Jamal Williams might not necessarily add. So Craig Reynolds would definitely be an under-the-radar pickup that I would try to make.
I was just going to say, I agree. I mean, obviously, in shallower leagues, Jamal Williams is going to get added a lot this week, but Craig Reynolds has kind of been in there in an annoying way anyways already. And I mean, I do think Dan Campbell is probably one of these coaches who just wants to play multiple guys. Like, I do not foresee a scenario where Jamal Williams is playing 80% of the snaps in the Lions backfield. So a few waiver bucks on Reynolds this week seems good.
All right. And, let's get into two running backs here, Andrew. Let's talk about Antonio Gibson of the Washington Commanders, who has the role to himself at this point, doesn't seem to be doing all that much with it. And then I did want to ask you a little bit about Ramondre Stevenson. Naturally, the Mac Jones injury is going to affect his fantasy value in some way, I would think.
Yeah, Antonio Gibson, we've kind of gotten in the three games Washington's played, the good, the bad, and the ugly from Gibson. Basically, when they're winning games, he can rush, he can score touchdowns. Last week, they fell behind, but he still got the rushing touchdown to kind of salvage a week. And then this week, obviously, it was the worst of them. They fell behind. He wasn't involved as a receiver. He played less snaps than J.D. McKissick. So he's a really fragile asset to have right now because we all know Brian Robinson is coming back. So if he's losing that touchdown equity in an offense that the schedule is going to get tougher as the season progresses, you know, Gibson is someone that if someone's still valuing him pretty highly as a locked and loaded RB1, I'd be definitely trying to move off of him. With Ramondre, Ramondre's still screaming by for me because he has the two things that can make up for an offense that has a bad quarterback. He's being used as a receiver and he's explosive. So although the Patriots may not have the opportunity to score as many touchdowns in an offense led by Brian Hoyer, Ramondre Stevenson is the guy that can break one tackle and rip off an 80-yard touchdown because he's getting the snaps. He's working in more than Damien Harris. Damien Harris got the touchdown, but he was really a non-factor in this last game. So 60% snap share, back-to-back weeks for Stevenson, catching passes out of the backfield is exactly what you want to see. And this is what you need on teams that are bad. You need the receiving back that's explosive, and that's Stevenson. So I still like Stevenson as a buy.
Yeah, I completely agree with this. And I would actually think with either Brian Hoyer or Bailey Zapp under center, it would be Harris who would suffer far more than Stevenson, because I would not anticipate a lot of goal line opportunities with Brian Hoyer at quarterback for the Patriots. And Ramondre, what they've done is they've kind of rotated them drive by drive to begin the game.
and then whichever guy is playing better gets more snaps. And Ramondre has done better in pass protection and done better as a pass catcher than Damian Harris, which you would expect. He's just, you know, a little bit more agile. Back-to-back weeks of 65% of the snaps in the Patriots' backfield. And even with Hoyer or Zappe starting, I think Ramondre is a buy and a startable running back, too, in fantasy.
All right. And, Andrew, let's close it out with one quarterback to discuss. Of course, Trevor Lawrence looks like a new man at this point. He's been fantastic for the Jaguars. Jaguars go into Los Angeles. They win that game. He throws a bunch of touchdowns. Is it just, you know, sky the limit from here? Or, I mean, inevitably Jacksonville has to come down a little bit. I don't think they're going, you know, 14-3 or anything like that.
No, but I mean, right now, I mean, who are you going to bet on to win the AFC South? Like they seem like the team that they have a lot of momentum right now. They have a head coach that actually knows what he's doing. He's putting his players in a place to succeed. You know, Christian Kirk, you know, Cliff Kingsbury was never using him the right way. Oh, put him in the slot. Oh, that's what Jacksonville's doing. Oh, what do you know? He's great. He's awesome. He's being super productive. So Trevor Lawrence in my rest of season rankings for quarterback, like I moved him inside the top 10. Like I'm really excited about what he can do. I'm moving him ahead from some of these veteran guys like Stafford and Brady and Rod, like all these like dusty veterans that are just not getting it done or underwhelming. I want to be part of this Jags passing attack. Their receivers are being productive. He's thrown 5 touchdowns and 0 picks for the last 2 weeks. He didn't have a stretch like that at all last season. So I think we're just seeing what we expected to see last year, but the coaching staff held him back. So among this class of quarterbacks from last year that has just been an abomination so far, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is really the bright light that's kind of left standing with the injuries. I think that Trevor Lawrence is the guy.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think Trevor Lawrence is fantastic. I just wanted to make sure that that's officially on the record. I am team Trevor Lawrence, Craig.
I am too, no doubt. Always thought when he got drafted, he was going to, you know, be much better than he's shown. Hey, Andrew, thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it and look forward to catching up with you again next week. Enjoy the game tonight.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Andrew Erickson from Fantasy Pros with us here on the show. Check out their fantastic website for all of your fantasy content along with Daily Roto the rest of the season right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com. Last trip planner.
Next, it's time for some fantasy or reality. Stay on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. We're going to get to our fantasy or reality segment coming up in a little bit. But naturally, Davis, a tough weekend for us in college football. My Florida Gators go down. They battled back against Tennessee, but came up short. They did cover the spread, I guess. But Oklahoma Sooners, I mean, you say at the beginning of the season, once they lose, you're done. I guess you're done.
Well, I mean, we got the Kansas Jayhawks now, right? 4-0, Jalen Daniels. I mean, Jalen Daniels should completely, I mean, absolutely no excuse for C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young to be considered Heisman candidates over him at this point. Now, Kansas will certainly lose a horrible game at some point. You know, they'll lose to Iowa State or something terrible, and then we can realign them. But as of right now, Jalen Daniels should clearly be the Heisman front runner. No player in college football has meant more to their team and done more with less than Jalen Daniels. Oklahoma loses a freaking home game to K-State. I understand. Look, Oklahoma losing a road game to Kansas State, whatever. I get it. Manhattan, terrible place to play. You know, they are always coached very well, yada, yada. Losing a home game, I mean, it is completely inexcusable. They had 5 false start penalties at home. Have you ever heard of such a thing? 5 false start penalties at home? Unbelievable. And by the way, the Anthony Richardson, Hendon Hooker battle between Tennessee and Florida, one of my favorite games I've watched this year. And it's like Richardson is so weird because his passing stats are horrible. He's like his completion percentage and everything. Right. But when I watch that guy throw, I'm like, I bet that guy could throw the freaking ball out of the stadium in a tight spiral. I don't understand. Like when his mental processing catches up with his arm, he looks unreal to me. He looks so good.
Yeah, I still maintain in the end, at the end of the season, he's going to be one of those combine guys, Davis, that he's like maybe a late first round, second round pick. He comes out, he's in the combine, and boom, he's Trey Lance, you know, like going into next year.
Well, I mean, if Malik Willis is a third rounder, I'm penciling Richardson in for a third rounder. But but I will say I'm super excited to watch Malik Willis play in the NFL at some point, and I'll be the same thing with Richardson, no doubt.
True. Although, yep, Tennessee wins, though. Got to wait for that for sure. All right, let's hit some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, I don't know if you caught this at the end of the Miami-Buffalo game yesterday, but former University of Miami quarterback, interestingly enough, Ken Dorsey, who is now the offensive coordinator, I believe, for the Buffalo Bills and was, you know, been a coordinator around the league for many years. I got to know Ken Dorsey when he was quarterback in Miami. Davis, Ken Dorsey, if you want to take a look at some ridiculous statistics, Google his statistics at the University of Miami at quarterback.
So good. Yes.
Unbelievable. But again, had the world with him, the offensive line, the receivers, all Hall of Famers for sure. But gets a little fiery at the beginning of the season. He did a press conference. He said, I'm not a psychopath. I'm going to keep things in check. But after the game, the CBS cameras, and I want to know what you feel about that too, showed him just basically blowing up at the end of the play. Obviously, I think what he was hoping was McKenzie, who caught the ball, would have went down and then spiked the ball. They could have kicked a field goal to win the game. I think that's probably why, you'll tell me. Fantasy reality, you have thrown a fit like Ken Dorsey after losing a game.
Not after I the most angry I've ever been. This is so deep in the weeds. The most angry I have ever been about fantasy sports or gambling. This is going, I think this was 2014. Do you remember the Jonas Gray game on Monday night where he scored 4 touchdowns? So I had Rob Gronkowski in my lineup for the Patriots on all these daily fantasy teams and all these fantasy leagues, and they kept getting down to the 5-yard line. And they just kept handing the ball to Jonas Gray, and he would just waltz right into the end zone. And I'm like, guys, we got to get Gronk a touchdown. I still remember it because I was so upset and so angry about it. Easily the most mad I've ever been in for fantasy sports. But like a huge, I am super competitive. So like I will get a bad attitude if I'm playing, you know, pick up basketball or something, and like we're getting our butts kicked. Like I will be mad. Like it will totally alter and influence my mood because that's just the type of person I am. But I'm more of like a silent anger guy, like more of a steamer than an outward fit thrower. So I gotta say fantasy.
Yeah, I will say fantasy too. You know, the closest I would say with this would have been Little League, but I think I kind of know my role with that, and I hate to see that, and I've always stopped short. I've been upset, but come on, never to that degree. And as an adult, now maybe when I was younger, maybe something happened that I just am not, it's not like coming to me today here on the show, but Dorsey just went off yesterday.
He was so mad.
Yeah. Like, do you think it was about that play? Is that, you think that's what it was? Is that he didn't get down and spike, right?
Honestly, like Honestly, to me, I think it was just the combined frustration of running all these plays on offense and just being so close. I mean, to run 91 plays in an NFL game, and what they get, 19 points, was it, in the end? I mean, to be at that spot, to have ran all those plays and to come up with 19 points, like, I feel, and, like, his players are like, guys kept having to get IVs. Yeah, Diggs was crazy. Dehydrated. Like he had to have just been so mad. Like, I actually get it. I definitely am not one of these people coming to crucify him this morning. I get it, because I would be super frustrated in that spot too. Like, football is an emotional game. I never get mad at sports players for being emotional. Now, being violent, different thing. You know, if you like the Bills offensive tackle who, like, slapped a coach last week, no room for that. But I'm never mad at these guys for, like, getting emotional about the result of a game.
Yeah, I think Dorsey probably going to coach his way into a head coaching job eventually in the NFL. But Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, Willis McGahee, Davis Clinton Portis, Frank Gore, Jeremy Shockey, Kellen Winslow, Bryant McKinney. Like, this guy had everybody at his disposal for 4 years. It was Santana Moss. It was incredible, the talent that Miami had. And Dorsey just would drop back. Davis, nobody would touch this guy. And he's just like, you know, just looking around and throw it for touchdown. Incredible years for the University of Miami at that time. All right, congrats to the Cleveland Guardians, Davis. They're in the postseason. You know, a lot of people had the White Sox at the beginning of the season. Then it looked like the Twins maybe were going to be that team. Nobody really wanted to believe that Cleveland would make the postseason. And you know, with they basically shedded a salary again in the offseason. I think they have the lowest payroll, if I'm not mistaken, in Major League Baseball, or at least the American League. And they're back in. They got some pitching. They got Jose Ramirez. They got some nice young players, too. This kid, Steven Kwan's, had a nice year for them also. Fantasy reality, though, Davis, the Cleveland Guardians will add a significant piece this offseason to go along with this very surprising division-winning team that they've assembled.
You already know the answer to this question. Not a chance, right? No way are they spending money. No way are the Cleveland Guardians getting in on the sweepstakes to land one of these young pitchers. You know, we're not going to hear a John Heyman report that, oh, actually, the Cleveland Guardians are extending Aaron Judge a massive 15-year, right, you know, $500 million. Like, it's not happening. And, I mean, it sucks, right? Like we just live in this world where some of these teams don't want to win, or it's not even actually that the Guardians didn't want to win. They just didn't want to spend on a winner. And nothing about that is going to change in the next 6 months. They, you know, maybe they'll add, you know, some lefty hitting shortstop or something. I don't know, but they're not spending a bunch of money this offseason. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you're successful like this with a very low payroll, the odds are, as Davis mentioned, very unlikely that Cleveland all of a sudden is going to jump into the Trey Turner market or Aaron Judge market or someone along those lines. Now, could they get a little better by getting more bullpen or adding one offensive piece on a 2-year deal or 1-year deal? Absolutely. I think that is the case. But yeah, nah, Cleveland is, yeah, after winning the division with a payroll under $50 million, you think that they're really going to jump back in there and do this again and spend $100 million? No. I don't think that is the case. By the way, congrats to them. What an unbelievable organization. Fighting against teams like the White Sox with a $150, $200 million payroll and beating them out. So great job by Cleveland. Congrats to them for sure. All right, we found out a little more about the Super Bowl halftime show this weekend, Davis. I believe I thought somewhere I saw last week that, and we even did it on the Newswire show, that Taylor Swift was going to be involved in this. But now Rihanna is also involved in the halftime show presented by Apple. Rihanna, fantasy reality, Davis, is a good choice for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, reality. I mean, it's like, what do you want for a good Super Bowl halftime show? The number one thing would be, don't just make it for the olds. So don't have, like, Don Henley doing the halftime show. You know, don't have, you know, Bon Jovi doing the halftime show. Like, have someone under the age of 40 at least. I also think it's nice when they add in, you know, someone that will be a big draw for female viewership, because there are lots of gals who the Super Bowl, I mean, and honestly, a lot of men who it's like the only football game they're going to watch all year is the Super Bowl. So, like, have someone who's just culturally relevant. Now, I totally would have preferred Taylor Swift. I'm a noted Taylor Swift maxi here on the program. Like, how have they not set this up? How is she, is like her or not, love her, hate her, whatever, and people have such strong opinions about her, Like we got like, and apparently Brett is saying she turned it down, which, I mean, I guess, I don't know, whatever. That also seems annoying, but like she is the most culturally relevant musical artist of my generation. Like she's got to do one Super Bowl halftime show. It's got to happen. But Rihanna, great choice. I mean, totally. Like I'm thumbs up with her too.
Yeah. I'll say reality as well. But as far as like what we're headed for here with the Super Bowl halftime shows, I personally don't really remember a lot over the last 20 years. Like they just sort of come and go. It feels like an episode of a show that I watch once and never watch again. But I think that last year's show, Davis, is going to resonate a long time with me with Dr. Dre and Eminem and Snoop Dogg. Like I thought that one was, you know, sort of at the top as ones that I would remember. So that's the unfortunate part for Rihanna, is having to walk into that, I think, because last year's show, I personally thought was really good. I don't know, Davis, where was that one for you? Like, I remember a lot of past shows, too, with, like, Katy Perry and the Black Eyed Peas and just coming away like, eh, no big deal.
The Katy Perry one, everyone remembers because of the shark. I like the Travis Scott one, which I think was the same year, if I'm remembering correctly. I think maybe, or I don't remember. Last year's was good, but I mean, you, and Craig, you're not going to want to hear this, but you run into the same problem with last year's show that you do in general, which is it's for an older audience. But the kids do not care about Dr. Dre. The kids truly do not care. They do not care about Dr. Dre. They do not, if they know Snoop Dogg, they know him from like memes. Like they know him from, like know him as like the guy who's friends with Martha Stewart. Yeah. So it's like, and it was good. I mean, make no mistake, it was good, but like, probably the halftime show that was most for the kids was the COVID year when they had The Weeknd do it, the Tampa Bay one. That was probably like the most like for the young people one.
Fair enough. All right. Well, the Super Bowl halftime show rolls on, and courtesy of Apple this year for sure. Okay, coming up next is time for the Sports Grid 60, and then we turn it over to Kevin and Donnie for the early line, and then I'll be right back with you here for another edition of Newswire coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, so stay on the grid for that. Also, in addition to that, want to remind you that Davis and I are here every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, talking fantasy football with you. So those of you who are playing in a fantasy football league, maybe this is your first time watching the show, tune in to us. We'll help you get through your season and your league before the end of the year. Stay on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got Newswire coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern. A lot of interesting topics as we recap Week 3 of the NFL and preview tonight. But first, let's kick it over to Davis with today's Sports Grid 60.
So the Chiefs lose yesterday. The Chargers lose yesterday, go to 1-2. The Broncos win in possibly the least convincing fashion I have ever seen a team win a game, 11-10. 11-10 in an NFL game. The Raiders lose to the lowly Tennessee Titans. This AFC West, you know, we were saying, oh, the best division of all time. Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, they're all great. They're all MVP kid. No, not so much. Not as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. I think all these teams have different roster problems that are impacting final scores in different ways, and it'll be fascinating to see how much they're able to figure things out or not figure things out over the course of the season.
All right, well, one topic that we will no longer be discussing anymore here on the show, and it's kind of sad that it's going away because it gave us a topic to just be angry about, which is the Pro Bowl. According to the Associated Press, the Pro Bowl is no more. It simply will just become a skills competition moving forward. And the only reason why the Pro Bowl will be missed is because it ate up about 5 to 10 minutes of content on shows like this across the country every year when the Pro Bowl happened, just to say, why is there still a Pro Bowl? Why are we watching the Pro Bowl? Why are we betting on the Pro Bowl? So now that's gone. So that's the part that we'll miss, are those 5 minutes of complaining about how bad the Pro Bowl has been. But other than that, it doesn't really matter. So today will be our final day to say farewell to it. I'll discuss that coming up 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire. That'll do it for the show today. Thanks to our friends, of course, at LTN, our fantastic graphics department, and of course, our outstanding producer, Brett Levy. For Davis Matic, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you enjoy the early line. It's coming up next. And hope you have a great day. If you're leaving us for the day here on Sports Grid, tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern as we'll take a look at the waiver wire in fantasy football. Don't go away. See ya.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.